Hey everybody, we're back with another short version of Flock and Gather. I'm going to call her a veteran, but it has nothing to do with our age. But we're talking with Mariana from Mariana's Aesthetics and Spa in Boulder, Colorado. How are you, my friend?
I am fine, thank you. How
good.
Are you?
I'm so glad people will notice I didn't try and pronounce your maiden name, but we'll go with your married name of Ali for your last name.
It's okay. Easier. Yes. Short and easy.
Short and easy. But before we got online here, did I say this is Flock and Gather? We're doing the podcast through the Spa Industry Association, and it's always a good day when we can have unique and interesting people on today. So, Mariana, I read up on your website, you've kind of been at this your entire life, haven't you?
Correct. Yes.
Yep. And you started
my passion.
It is your passion, right? That's why when we had just a titch of trouble connecting, and Mariana said, I'm not that good with the digital thing. I said, but you don't have to, because you're an expert on the face and body. I would think that's more important than being an expert with digital technology, wouldn't you?
I guess so.
Yeah. Hey, you started in Greece, is that correct?
In London.
Oh, you started in, are you from Greece originally? Did I read something about
Greece? Correct. I am from Greece. And I went to London to study. So that's why my career. So I went to London believing that education in London at that time was ideal. So that's what I did. And then I will go to France every year for more and more studies. And kept on going. Never stopping.
Well, yes. You know, France, they have a habit of being very good on everything face and body. So going there for education is not a bad thing.
Yes.
Mariana, how old were you when you left Greece and moved to London?
I was 22.
Son of a gun. And so when you were in Greece, did you have an affinity for skincare at the time?
Oh my goodness, since I was 9 years old, 9 or 10 years old, and when I come to Arizona, I will come and meet you and I will tell you the story. So from that young age, I will pray to God not to let me look as old as the women I saw in the church.
You have a lifetime of history of being in our industry. How did you get at 22 years old from Greece to London? What prompted the move?
To study aesthetics.
Did London have a school that was interesting at the time, or were they known for aesthetics?
Yes. There were about 2-3 of them at the time, and it was advanced. So, and you could always, you had a choice to keep on going back for more and more subjects to learn. So it was an ongoing thing.
And
Did you
like London right away when you moved there?
I liked London a lot. I didn't like the weather, and I did not like the food. I miss the good Greek food.
Well, I have to tell you something. I have been in Greece twice. I've been in London probably half a dozen times, and they both have things that make them shine and tarnish at the same time. I mean, in Greece, there's nothing like the water and the land and the people there. It is an amazing place on the face of the earth. I hope everyone should get there at least once in their
lifetime.
Yeah,
yes.
My wife and I, we both love to walk. So for a town like London is a walker's paradise, man. It is such a great place for exploring things, yes?
It is wonderful. And I was there 2 years ago with Soraya, and London changed a lot. The food industry, now it is from every corner of the world. You don't have to eat just English food anymore. And it was exciting, vibrant. I call London the hub of the world.
It is. I call it, it's one of the centers of my universe. I love, I don't want to live in London. I don't want to live in New York, but I'll go as many times as I want. I love big cities like that. There is just the sights and sounds. And so all the senses are activated when you're in large cities.
Exactly, exactly. And I love the museum, of course.
Yep. I know you mentioned Saray a minute ago. I have to tell people because you have a family business amongst other employees. And I grew up in a family business, and I learned so much around my dad. I can't tell. I grew up in retail, but I learned so much being in a family business. Yes. And frankly, my dad, in fact, I was going to say he didn't treat us easy at all. I think he treated us harder. He held us more accountable than all the other employees that worked for him.
Yes, yes. That is the old world, how it was. The same thing it was in Greece, because parents wanted their children to be perfect, to know everything, to do a perfect job.
Yes, all right, Mariana, take us on your journey. How did you get from London to beautiful Boulder, Colorado?
Okay, from London, my husband, being a chemical engineer, he had applied for a PhD in London for a grant. And there was two people only, my husband, somebody else that applied. So he didn't get it, but they sent him to Canada. London, Ontario, and that's where he started his postgraduate work. And we loved Canada. We fell in love with Canada. And within a year, we became Canadian citizens. And I am. Soraya was born in London. So she came a little child to Canada. And then from Toronto, my husband was sent to Houston, Texas, with the same company for projects. And there, I believe, I opened a spa, and I believe it was the very first spa in the United States. I had equipment from England, from France, hydrotherapy, European treatments. So I had all the jet setters of Texas, Louisiana, you know, so forth. So that's how I started in the United States. And in Canada, going back to Canada, those days I was, I would say, one of the pioneers in skincare in Ontario. Mm-hmm. At that time, Canada was active with aesthetics, only Quebec. So I will go to Montreal for all my needs.
Wow. Mariana, how old were you when you opened the spa in Houston? Were you in the Woodlands area or somewhere else down there?
No, right at the Galleria area.
Oh, the Galleria.
San Felipe.
Okay. Got it. How old were you when you opened that spa?
Oh my gosh, I was in my 40s.
40s. Mm-hmm. And so you're talking a number of years ago. There just were no such things called spas, were there?
No, that is why I had salon owners from all over the country wanting to come and visit us to see the spa. And it was absolutely wonderful. Yes, it was a very nice time to be there. It was something very new for the Texans. The Houstonians, that they love everything European, and so it was like I brought them a little Europe to them.
Oh, interesting. And then what was the journey to Boulder? How did that work?
We went, I was in California for a couple of years, And then we were overseas. As you know, we were caught in the oil crash in Texas at the time, in the 80s. You remember the...
Of course.
Correct. So there were zero jobs for engineers. So at that time, the Saudis would come to Houston looking for engineers. So one of the group five, one of them was my husband, he went to Jeddah for the refineries. And when we came back after 4 years, my young son, he was at CU here in Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
So because he was in Boulder, we decided to come here to be with him. And Soraya also came at that time to Boulder. So when I opened the business in Boulder, I think there was only one or two other spas or salon they were called at the time. And again, it was very easy for me with a European background. And so now is a different story. Things have changed a lot.
Yes, but I love your spa journey because it says a lot about, you know, sticking to your roots of loving aesthetics and spa. It didn't matter where you were moving. So you've been kind of all over the world doing aesthetics. Is this something different here in the United States versus overseas when it comes to skin and body treatment?
Well, one thing I noticed in a little different between Canada and the United States, Canadians are a little more subdued, quieter, not much makeup, very European almost. At daytime, you look very natural, so on and so forth. So I come to Texas. And it was a new world for me because early in the morning, the clients will come wearing thousands and thousands of dollars of jewelry and big hairdos and makeup and the biggest diamonds I saw in my life. But they were supportive of the business, very, very happy. And then Colorado is different again, because Colorado, as you know, it is especially Boulder area, people are very outdoorsy, sports minded, and healthy living, nutrition. These are very important things which we carry at the spa also.
Beautiful. And I visited your website now a few times. You guys have done a really excellent job. You offer all the right kind of treatments. And you're right about Colorado.
Yes.
Colorado's a very healthy PE. You think Colorado, you think health, outdoor, et cetera, which is even more reason why people need aesthetic and skin treatments, correct?
Yes. Correct, yes. And one of the main things you see always in Colorado is dehydration, because high altitude, very little moisture, but very nice people.
Yeah.
Really, Mariana, really nice.
What have you noticed? I don't know what the laws were in Colorado, but have you been closed or open or partially or what over the last 7 months?
We were closed and we opened in late May. And the restrictions were pretty severe. So basically, we could not do any business because clients have to wear the masks. We could not even put linen on the beds. So basically, they said, okay, you do open the business. You can do only brow wax, brow tint, lash tint. You know, the business cannot survive this way. So it took a little time for them to open up quick. You know, the whole thing, okay, facials and massages, mm-hmm. and things like that. It took for a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
How did you survive during this time? Were you guys selling retail? Do you have a portal online? What?
We survived with the sales of our products. We have our own skincare line that is extremely successful, high quality product. So we will be sending a lot of orders. Some clients chose to come. Majority, they asked for us to send it to them. So that has been a savior for us, the skincare line.
Right.
And because one of the things I do, Alan, is when somebody comes to me for first time, I spend at least 20 minutes looking at their skin and giving them a detailed explanation of what is going on with the skin. I give them a mirror to look so they can see what I see. And then I advise them, how can they improve their skin? What should they be doing at home? So that is, actually my wish is that every client becomes 100% expert on their skin.
That's interesting. Mariana, as I view your websites, if I lived in Boulder, I'd be lined up at your door to come in. I love your philosophy. I love the way you think about it. It's beautiful. I love your Minoan look to your spa as well. That's a nice way to keep home in your heart and in your eyes, isn't it?
Because as a child, I used to play hide and seek at the ruins with my sister.
I love it. Oh, that's such a good story. Can you, want to give a do you want to give a shout out to a couple of your skincare lines that you carry?
Yes. Before we had our own skincare line, I used to have 100% Physioderme. Are you aware of that Swiss line?
No, tell me the name again.
Physioderme.
Oh, Physioderme, of course.
Yes, yes, yes. So I had that line and few products from other lines. And
but you have your house brand now, correct?
We have for a number of years, and because what happened is the prices kept on increasing and going up and up and up, and my son, with his background, he said to me, Mom, it is difficult for people to be paying $140 for a moisturizer. And we need every woman to be able to afford to take care of her skin. It's not only the wealthy clients we have, we want the working girls, we want the mothers to be able to afford us. So how about if we have our own line? So we have gone into peptides, stem cells, the serums, so all these, but a lot more affordable.
Mariana, I love your philosophy. We've been talking with Mariana Ali. She owns Mariana's Aesthetics and Spa in beautiful Boulder, Colorado. Find your way there. This is a woman who obviously has a great love and passion for skincare, and she employs her family, which I like as much as I like anything else. Mariana, it's been a pleasure spending time with you today. I just love your story, and I hope our paths cross soon.
Do you ever come to Boulder, Alan?
I don't, but now you might make me.
Oh, yes. Do you come to Denver?
No, it's just not on the show circuit. I mean, I love Denver, and I've been there skiing a lot, but I will have to make my way there. But I wish you well, my friend, and I hope all our
Thank
visitors...
Thank you ever so much. Such a pleasure. So I promise when I come to Arizona, I will call and see if you are available. So maybe Zoraya and I can come and meet you.
Oh, honey, you are so sweet. I will make myself available.
Thank you.
Thank you too,
Thank
Mariana.
You. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. And remember, people, be kind to one another.